Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Happy Hour Express on the Stripe Show podcast. I've got my coffee here today. It is the ripe hour of noon when I'm recording this, so a little early to switch to the margaritas, but I promise you it's going to happen tonight. It's one of my dear friend's birthdays, so we're going out to this really cool restaurant to celebrate, so I promise you that large iced coffee was necessary today. For this podcast, it is major week, you guys. We've got U.S. Open at Torrey Pines going on, and I'm super excited to talk about it today. There's a lot of really great storylines, both related to the U.S. Open and not related to the U.S. Open. So today we're going to talk about the U.S. Open, of course, Louis Oosthuizen, notable first round scores. Some might shock you if you haven't looked at the leaderboard or been keeping a close eye on it. Xander Schauffele's putting, more Brooks versus Bryson drama, a player was arrested at a Korn Ferry Tour qualifier. You are going to want to hear that story. So that's pretty much what we're going to cover today. We'll start off with Torrey Pines. You know, I'm on the East Coast here in Orlando, Florida, and Torrey Pines, obviously, on the West Coast. So coverage goes so late. Last night, it was actually still on when we got home from dinner. So usually I would call that bed golf, but it's also kind of bar golf in a way. And I still can't decide what I like better, coffee golf or bed golf / bar golf. It was honestly really cool getting to watch it late at night at like 9-10 o'clock at the bar with my friends. So I really enjoyed that. But there's nothing quite like waking up and laying in bed and watching the action as well when, say, that the Ryder Cup is going on overseas or something like that. So Torrey Pines has been awesome to watch. The first time US Open has been held there since 2008 with Tiger Woods and the Rocco Media Playoff. We interviewed Rocco this week. Froggy interviewed Rocco this week. If you haven't listened to that podcast yet, it was incredible. Such a candid interview about both that playoff and topics that are going on in golf right now. Really a fun one. And I'm not told to say that at all. So just purely how I feel. Froggy's been doing awesome with the podcast on Wednesdays. So definitely check that one out if you remember the 2008 US Open in the playoff or have any interest in, you know, the stories about Tiger and stuff like that. So Louis Oosthuizen was tied for first after round one. He was on a little bit of a heater, had 5 birdies in his round, only 1 bogey. Of course, we all remember his close call at the PGA last month where he was kind of battling it out with Phil. Obviously, Phil took the win there, but it's really great to see Louis Oosthuizen back in the mix. It's been awesome I love his game. I love his swing. I think it's very refreshing to see a guy not absolutely wail at it the way that, you know, Bryson and Brooks and DJ and Rory do. He's got a little bit of a slower swing speed, but still obviously very efficient. So I love his golf game. I love, you know, his personality and interviews and him as a person. It's been really fun to watch him start to play better again in the recent months.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sports book, but also America's top-rated sports book. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It is easy to navigate, has plenty of instructions for new bettors and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the actions. My friends and family have been loving DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. Listen to this great offer. Place a pre-tournament wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if Bryson DeChambeau sinks a birdie this week. That's 100-1 odds on Bryson hitting a birdie during the tournament. 100-1 odds on an offer like this doesn't come around often. So sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook now to get in on all the actions. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code Travis when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if Bryson sinks a birdie this weekend. That's code Travis to turn $1 into $100 in free credits for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbooks. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9 with it.
So some notable scores from round one. If you haven't been keeping super close eye on the leaderboard. Just to kind of get the week going, here is where we are. There was a fog delay / marine layer delay on Thursday, which pushed everything back like an hour and a half. And then some people had to finish on Friday morning. So it was just a mess. Delays in the morning always mess up the entire couple days. But here are some notable first round scores. Justin Rose, 7 over. Jordan Spieth, 6 over. Garrick Higo, of course, last week's winner, 6 over. Will Zalatoris, 4 over. Excuse me, Garrick Higo is 5 over. Will Zalatoris, 4 over. Phil Mickelson, 4 over, who we know is the PGA champion from the last major. So he's coming in here, still trying to win that Grand Slam. Bryson, 2 over. DJ even. Brooks, 2 under. And Rahm, 2 under. I did think that Rahm's score of 2 under was a little bit under the radar. I watched for the most part yesterday, and we saw a lot of shots from him, but I just didn't see as much buzz on Twitter or as much buzz about that round. And considering that the lead was only 4 under after round one, 2 under is a really good spot. So Rahm and Phil were both kind of my picks this week. Obviously, Phil's not playing very well yet. I still believe that if anyone can shoot a great low round on Friday to get to the weekend, it's Phil. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he's playing today. But I do think that Rahm's score of 2 under flew a little under the radar, and I think that that's going to benefit him going into Friday and into the weekend. So I'm hoping that he gets to have some good revenge on what happened to him a couple weeks ago, testing positive for COVID and having to withdraw with a 6-shot lead. So next thing we'll talk about is Xander Schauffele is putting way better. Travis has talked about this several times about how Xander has been struggling with his putting. He's a great ball striker, but he just can't get it going on the greens. So he switched to the arm lock. And Travis actually talked to his putting coach, Derek Ueda. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. He also coaches Phil on his putting, and Charlie Hoffman, Max Homa, several of the other top players in the world right now. And he said, his coach said that he thinks that arm locking is cheating, which I think is just a really interesting take considering that he is his player. But obviously, I mean, if it's not outlawed, quote unquote, yet, you might as well take advantage of it. So I'm curious as to what you guys think about arm lock. I know we've talked about it a lot, but what are your thoughts? Should it be outlawed? Should it not? Definitely tweet me and let me know. The latest in the Brooks versus Bryson drama, they did not get paired together by the USGA. Earlier in the week, someone said that they asked Bryson if he wanted to be paired, if he would be paired with Brooks, and he said no. But then Bryson came out and said that never happened, and his agent came out and said that never happened, and even the USGA came out and said that never happened. I guess my bottom line point to that is that they don't need to ask, right? Like, they just should do it. They don't need to ask permission to pair people with other people. So I really wish that they would have just done it. That would have been really awesome. But this whole thing, I feel like it's kind of lasting too long with no action, in my opinion. Yes, like the subtle jabs are funny for social media's sake, but let's do something about it. Like, let's have them paired up. Let's, you know, and hopefully they both play well enough or poorly enough or the equivalent to get paired up this weekend. That would be, I think, some absolute must-see TV. But last night, Bryson walked behind Brooks's TV shot and like waved, and it was just hilarious. It's honestly hilarious at this point. And at this point, I think Brooks is kind of egging him on, which is fine, but let's just maybe do a little bit more golf and a little bit less talk, in my opinion. So one thing that I think we really need to talk about today, is that Matthew Wolf is back in action. He's withdrawn several times this season. Excuse me, if you're watching the YouTube, I had to step away. He's withdrawn several times this season. We haven't seen much of him. He finally played pretty good on Thursday, a little bit up and down, you know, some birdies, some bogeys, but leveled out with a pretty good score. Only had a few pars on his round, and a lot of people were saying it was kind of like a psycho scorecard, like Shane Bacon usually says. But listen to these quotes. This is from an article that Ryan Lavner wrote from the Golf Channel. This is from Matthew Wolf. He said, quote, "I think the hardest part is people, unless you're actually a professional athlete, don't know the emotions that come along with it and how much you want to please everyone and play for your fans. And on top of that, make money. It's a living. In college golf, if you shoot 78, you go back and your coach would pay for your food and you would be chilling because you're on a full ride scholarship. But you come out here, you miss five cuts in a row and you're like, damn, I haven't made a paycheck. And it's just a lot. It's really hard." So I really love the fact that Matthew Wolf was able to kind of come out and really talk about his struggles after college and how he was dealing with being on the PGA Tour and playing pro golf. I feel like a lot of that stuff really goes untalked about, especially with the younger guys. It is a big adjustment, and I'm not going to pretend like I know what it is like, but even from that quote, it's like just things you don't really think about. So awesome to see Matthew Wolf playing well again. You know, he was one of those guys a couple of years ago where we were talking about it was going to be another wave of like the Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas kind of Ricky Fowler kind of graduating class was going to be his class. And so really hoping he's able to turn it around and have more fun out there. That's what he talked about in that article too, is just, it's important to have more fun. And that's why I play. And that's, I completely agree. I definitely went through that a little bit in college where, you know, it was more of a job for me and I needed to reprioritize and reevaluate, you know, what was important to me and why I was playing the game. So it's great to see him, you know, back and playing well.
Rapsodo Mobile Launch Monitor, improve your golf swing today. Pro level launch data in the palm of your hand. It is very accurate, within 2%. Of a $20,000 unit. The Rapsodo MLM app automatically tracks stats and stores video with Shot Tracer, helpful for club gapping and understanding true distances for each club. Rapsodo MLM provides immediate feedback data and creates a better practice environment, not mindlessly hitting balls. Extremely portable, cases about the size of a rangefinder. And you know what? You can use it both indoors and outdoors. I love this launch monitor. It's the Rapsodo Mobile Launch Monitor. Check it out at rapsodo.com. R-A-P-S-O-D-O.com. Rapsodo.com.
Okay, last thing on the docket, and I'm going to read a bunch of this from Golf Channel's Brently Romine's article because it's just very well read and I don't want to get it wrong. Corn Ferry Tour player arrested at a qualifier. Okay, arrested at a qualifier. Listen to this. According to the Newton Police Department, Luke Smith of Covington, Tennessee, was booked into the Harvey County Detention Center on one count of misdemeanor battery after police say the 20-year-old Smith, who plays golf at Tennessee Martin, which is a university, punched and tackled another competitor in his group during their qualifying round at the Corn Ferry Tour's Wichita Open at Sand Creek Station Golf Course. The victim, Austin Daly, 31 years old, confronted Smith and his caddy, Smith's father, Oliver Smith, for the two not helping look for several errant shots or helping with flag sticks. Oliver Smith then apparently said to Daly that his son wasn't here to look for balls. An argument began when the suspect and his father caddy refused to help the victim look for an errant golf ball in the rough. The suspect then punched the victim in the face and tackled him to the ground. He held the victim down until he said, "Uncle," and then released him, which I don't really understand what that means. So I don't know what that part means, but it said that, you know, Luke Smith is no longer listed on the Tennessee Martins online roster. The Corn Ferry Tour in a statement said, "We are in the process of gathering more details and have no further comment at this time." That was definitely a big buzz on social media this week. I mean, it's funny looking from the outside in. Is it funny if it was like happening in the moment? No, of course not. Very sad. But, you know, I just think it's interesting the way that it was kind of joked about and made fun of. And obviously it's funny because it didn't happen to us. But is that really like what we're going to do when we don't help each other look for golf balls? Yes, he probably should have helped his playing competitor look for his golf ball. But did the dad need to get involved and respond? Probably not either. So interesting situation there. It will be interesting to see how it turns out and if that guy is going to be put back on the roster, if he's not, if they're ever going to be allowed to play in Corn Ferry Tour events again. Very interesting, and interesting to see how social media kind of spreads those things and gets those things out there, because it was one tweet that really went viral by Monday Q Ryan French. So Anyway, that's kind of all we have going on this week. It's going to be a busy weekend for the US Open. There's going to be a lot of golf we need to watch. I wanted to keep this short for you guys like I always do, but that's pretty much what we got going for this week in golf. Another edition of Happy Hour Express is in the books. I will meet you guys at the bar later with a strong margarita on the rocks with extra salt. And don't forget to have a great and safe weekend. And I hope you guys all cheers to Torrey Pines, because I hope to see some carnage this weekend. Make it a great one, guys. Thanks for listening.
I just want to interrupt this interview real quick and give a shout out to my friends over at Encore Golf. Encore provides some of the most cutting-edge technology in a golf ball that I have ever seen. Their team in Buffalo, New York is changing the script of golf technology through their perimeter-weighted designs, which offer players enhanced accuracy and control for every shot on the course. With their award-winning Elixir and Avant 55 golf balls, they are transforming the game for players of all skill levels. Visit EncoreGolf.com/Travis Fulton for more details about their products that are revolutionizing the game. Now back to the Stripe Show.